Taysom Hill, the starting quarterback today for the New Orleans Saints.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Sean Payton has told the Saints that he's stepping away.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Who wants to go to New Orleans and take over this team with a terrific defense, but with an open question at quarterback, to say the least? And what a run.
The Rich Eisen Show, earlier on the show. Host of HBO's Back on the Record with Bob Costas. Bob Costas. Still to come from the Netflix movie Home Team. Actor Kevin James. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Sean Payton stepping away from the New Orleans Saints yesterday, and that leaves a vacancy there that we didn't know was necessary or was coming to be filled or was going to be filled or needing to be filled, and the man for the job is coming on the show. He's Kevin James. Can't wait to ask him that question. He plays Sean Payton in the new film Home Team on Netflix about Sean Payton, a true story of when he was on his one-year suspension from the NFL. He went and he coached his kids' team, recharged the batteries. And now he needs more recharging of batteries. So I can't wait for this. I guess, I don't know if he signed for the sequel of what's about to play out, right?
But he's
all
going to
be great.
Rich,
it's all going to be great with Kevin James.
So the sequel's going to be just like Kevin James with Joe Buck or Kevin Burkhardt or Tirico or somebody?
Or in the meantime, Jones, you know, I don't know, with a margarita somewhere? That'll be great. I would sign for that. I'm in.
Thank Kevin James much. Looking for homes in the Fort Worth area, maybe?
Right.
Is that what? There you go.
There you go. So this is coming up.
Selling Fort Worth.
In 18 minutes time. We've already had Bob Costas on the show. A lot of phone calls, a lot of talk about the overtime rules in the NFL and whether they should be changed and some ideas. We got a good one from John in New York called in and he said, how about you predetermine who gets the ball first in overtime before the game? And you tie it maybe to the coin toss to start the game.
Like,
if you defer, you get the ball to start the second half, but the team that starts the game with the ball now would get the ball to start overtime should it happen. So you predetermine it, and thus that might change philosophies towards the end of the game. I don't know.
I like it. Sounds good.
I like
it. At least you know it takes the randomness of another coin flip out of it. Kind of dig it. RAS Consulting. That's what we're here for. And we'll take, so RS Consulting will come up with our own ideas and we'll co-opt yours.
They should take the XFL model, put the ball in the 50, have the two fastest guys 15 yards
Remember
away.
They used to knock each other out doing that?
It was
there
nuts.
Was the concussions, right?
It was nuts.
Put Tyreek Hill on one side and whoever the Bills' fastest guy on the other side.
He hate me.
Crazy.
He hate me.
Who played in the Super Bowl?
He did. Didn't he win one? Or just
no, he played, I think, with the Carolina, right?
He played for Carolina, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He hate me played in the Super Bowl.
Rod Smart.
I remember that. We'll get your phone calls in a second. Joey Burrow spoke today.
Hey.
Joey B.
Is this the sound about the crowd noise? Is that what this is? Okay, so this is Joe Burrow.
Is the man.
He's
the man.
Joe Burrow has been there and done that at this age.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Joe Burrow is absolutely the man.
Yeah.
And he is just taking names and just
smoking
stealing
cigars.
Souls and smoking cigars. He's putting on rings and smoking cigars and taking names and stealing souls. That's
awesome.
What he is doing.
It's awesome.
But he has come out and said that there's been no place in the NFL louder than an SEC stadium.
He said that in the fall, but yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. It's now coming back now because the home of the Chiefs is where he's going.
And
they are very, very proud of how loud they are.
It's loud there.
And certainly since that's the spot that in the NFL, there's loud places. I've been to Seattle. It's loud. The Superdome is loud. It can get loud in tons of stadiums in the NFL. But the one that is talked about the most of being the college atmosphere of the NFL. You hear Lambeau's a college atmosphere, but nothing like Arrowhead. So now it's coming back as if Chiefs fans are thinking, Joe Burrow said, you're not that loud. I've been to Mississippi. I've been to Ole Miss. Okay, the swamp's louder than you. This was brought up to him now that he knows he's going to Arrowhead for all the marbles to get the Super Bowl.
You know, in the SEC, every single week, it seems like that, you know, every stadium is really loud. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of people. You know, this one is going to be similar. You know, we expect it to be really loud. We're talking about it throughout the week. You know, we're going to have to be great with our communication, our nonverbal communication, just like every week on the road.
You know, and so he is so cool, man. And it looks like he's getting younger. He just got sacked 9 times, and he just showed up for a radio audience, like, bundled up. He looks like Kevin from Home Alone.
Yeah, he looks like Kevin McAllister.
He looks like Kevin from Home Alone, just like getting set to make sure that, you know, Travis Kelce is going to be the Joe Pesci slipping on the Bengals, you know, oil, you know, or whatever.
He got louder on the top. Went too. That wasn't me. He was getting louder on his own.
This is great. Because Chiefs fans are taking this kind of personal right now.
Yeah. I believe
you know who doesn't care? You know who doesn't care?
Joe Burrow. Joey B.
By the way, capacity at Arrowhead is 76,000.
Yeah, but it's not like no.
I know, but that's 25,000 less than all the SEC.
There's no bands playing. Da, 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 da.
I know. 102,000 at Alabama.
Da, 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 da. You know, like. That's not happening in Arrowhead. That's, I guess that's his point. Did I just make Joe Burrow's point? Did I just make Joe Burrow's point for him? You know it's not going to be there? Nah, 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 nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, God.
You know, Rich, we saw Joe Burrow when we were in Miami, and we noticed that he had nerves of steel because at one point right before we went live, you spilled coffee on the desk. Right,
oh, that's right.
We all went into like we were all like
we
a
were
NASCAR
in so panic mode.
We were in panic mode because there was a countdown. There was 30 seconds. Yeah. Joe Burrow, you spilled this coffee.
He was just like, cool.
That's right.
His like heart rate didn't move.
Didn't
it was
change.
Just like it was just like Joe. He didn't like flinch. He didn't did do
he,
anything.
Did he help? I kind of remember he kind of helped.
Well, he kind of like
spot there.
We kind of like look. He was like pointing like, hey, you guys missed a spot. Like,
you know?
A,
well, that's Brockman's thing. Brockman's like, he didn't help at all. I'm like, what did you want him to do? There was five of us
no,
already.
But that's when I knew that Joe Burrow could handle any pressure situation in the NFL. Like, we have a coffee fire drill going on around that. You.
30 seconds to air, and all of a sudden, coffee everywhere. And we're panicked, like, and Joe's just like,
cool.
Can I ask you a question? Here's what I want to know, I want to hear from you. Not today, but even
react
not just today,
to
but react to me. Here's what I hear from you. I want to hear right now, in real time, right now, from this show today or throughout the week on Twitter, YouTube, comment, or how do you feel, Bengals fans? Like this has got to, this can't compute right now to you. Right?
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Like after the years of Akili Smith and Klingler and hoping that Dalton could be somebody and something, and Carson Palmer was there and you felt about it, and then he got Van Olhoffen and
he had Chad and Hoshmazada.
I mean, keep going.
No,
I'm just talking about the quarterbacks. Oh, like
Hitna.
Yeah.
How does this feel? Like right now, you probably can't believe it. You probably even thought last year, oh, there goes the knee injury again. Maybe you're just thinking like you're walking on the ice and it's cracking a little bit and you got to get to the shore. You got to – I don't know.
We need Josh Cole to call in Brockman. He's
how does this
one of our
feel?
Camera guys.
How does this feel?
It's got to be the best thing in the world.
I know because I want it. I want that. I want it. I mean, what it feels like. Yeah,
I have memories of what it was like. It was a long time ago, but I felt good. I remember I felt
when
good.
When Dak was first starting?
No, I meant like when we were actually winning, you know. In
like triplets.
The triplets area.
Oh,
like, yeah,
no, but I'm talking about the quarterback just getting it right.
Yeah.
That you know, this is it. You got it. You finally got it. The football gods decided to say the Bengals, you stunk so bad. We gave you the first overall pick and it worked. You got the right guy. You didn't have to draft Big Daddy Wilkinson because the Marshall Faulk of the draft said, don't try it. Move on. Beat it. It's happened. You got him.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this. I'm not trolling at all. I'm not saying this to like, I'm not jinxing a damn thing. You got him. You got it. He's the guy. It's doing it.
He's it.
He's it. It's proven already. Congratulations. And damn it, do I want something like that for the Jets. We got our guy and, you know, his knee's in and out and whatever, and he's in, he's out, and, you know, I have no idea. Or is Zach Wilson leading the Jets to the AFC Championship game next year? Okay. You know what I mean? Like, this is happening. Bills fans,
he has to hit puberty first.
How does this feel?
But also, Rich, Zach, and I'm not trolling the Jets, he doesn't have a Jamar Chase yet. He doesn't have an Amari. Like, if you get him that, maybe he could be that guy.
Right. Michael Carter's pretty good. He could be Joe Mixon.
I know. All of a sudden,
Michael Carter, you know, yeah, exactly. Like,
all of a sudden, Mike Brown is like, you know, and the staff there, it's like you're George Young now.
Well,
you know, seriously. You got it right. You know? Congrats. And damn it. Happened to the Bengals.
If it can happen to the Bengals, Rich, it can happen to anyone, including the Jets.
Okay. you know what people are thinking? They're thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to be their guy, right? Let's do it now.
Let's do it. I feel like a lot of people are thinking that.
You know what? I'm just sitting here thinking, do we do this now or do we do it after Kevin James?
No, let's just do it right now.
Because Kevin James is calling in 8 minutes. Let me take a phone call. We'll do it after Kevin James.
All right, great.
All right. Let's go back to Ben in Mississippi. We promise we take him anyway. What's up, Ben? You there?
Richard Rich. How we on sound this time? Good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well, guys. So my proposal was the overtime. Let's call it double jeopardy. And here's how it works. Both teams, of course, get a possession, right? And let's use Buffalo and Kansas City as our example.
Yes, sir.
So Kansas City goes down, they get the touchdown. Buffalo, of course, gets the possession. Buffalo gets a touchdown. Now, your big question has always been, then what? So let's play this scenario out. Kansas City gets the ball again. They get a field goal this time. Here's what happens next. Buffalo gets the ball back, right? This is the last possession of the game, regardless, because what Buffalo cannot do now, they can't match a field goal. They either have to score a touchdown or they lose the game. Simple as that. You have a maximum of two possessions. So you don't have your overtime college football where it's a 75-72 game. And, again, the way this can also work, it doesn't have to be the second possession of overtime. It can be the first because, let's say, Kansas City goes down, get a touchdown or a field goal. Buffalo has the opportunity. Let's just say it's a touchdown like it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has the opportunity to go get a touchdown. They can go for two, win the game. That's how you get both teams get a possession. And if you don't win then, let's just say, let me take a quote from Olivia Soprano. Poor you. Because if you can't do it then, you don't deserve to win the game.
So what you're saying is it's two possessions max. The first team that goes first gets whatever they get. The second team gets to match, right?
Right. So,
okay.
So, and again, so it doesn't have to be two possessions.
Okay. And so let's just say, let's not confuse it here. Like, so right. If I get a touchdown and then you get a touchdown, then we continue on. If I get a touchdown and you get three games, or you can't get three, you've got to get a touchdown in order to continue it. And you could go for two to win it right then and there. You got a shot from the 2 yard line to say, I'm going to try and win it right here. If not, you kick the extra point and we get a second overtime, in which the winner of that, there has to be a winner because if somebody gets a three, the other team's got to get at least seven, which means the benefit would be now in overtime they go first. Because you get to make sure that you put up a score and have the opportunity to win because you've gone first the second time. And then that's the end of overtime. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So, again, you're only getting two possessions at the most.
That's it. Okay. So that's the end of it. So it's two possessions. Okay. What if nobody scores?
Well, no. Okay. So here's how that goes. If, let's just say, Kansas City gets stopped, right? Buffalo gets the ball. Buffalo scores, they win.
Scores in both overtimes, in both possessions? What happens if it's 0-0? Like, because that would have happened between San Francisco and the Packers, right?
Well, no, eventually – so let's play it out by the numbers-wise, right? So typically, eventually, somebody's going to win, right? Somebody's going to score. They're going to get a field goal. Let's just play the numbers at that point. I'm doing it as if someone scored. That's why I use as a
yeah, but you can't do that though, Ben. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. That there are possession. I mean, there have been double overtime games in the NFL playoffs. And I got to run because I got Kevin James. I'm sorry. I know this is a longer conversation, but thanks for the call, Ben. There's been double overtime games. I'm sure there have been overtime games in the NFL playoffs where both teams touched it twice and nobody scored. You know, I kind of like the idea that there's a backstop, and if nobody scores in the first two possessions, then you what? You do a third, and then that's the end of it. I kind of like the idea that you preload the coin toss before the game starts, that you know who's going to get the ball to start overtime so you can actually strategize it, and then both teams touch it no matter what. Or you just say, you know what it is beforehand, and you score a touchdown, that's the end of it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Kevin James, everybody. He only plays Sean Payton. Isn't it amazing that Sean Payton is a Saints coach is going to last longer in the movies than the actual guy? How about them apples? Who'd have thought? It's kind of a crazy world we live in. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The movie Home Team, available for streaming this coming Friday on Netflix. It is about the year off that Sean Payton had from the NFL, suspended from the league, and he went and he coached his kids' youth football team based on the true story. And the man who plays Sean Payton in the movie is here on the Rich Eisen Show, the great Kevin James. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I'm just going to go straight in and ask the most awkward question to start things off. Are you now the leading candidate to replace Sean Payton at the New Orleans Saints?
This would be a brilliant thing if I pulled this off as a
promotional item,
as a Jets fan. Right? I came in, I lured him in.
Yes,
and just kind of got him away with this, made him do this movie, told him he's going to do this movie and stuff like that. And we're changing things and trying to get in there and planting these seeds, and just kind of told him he should retire. There's other options, or just get him away from the Saints. And
Great idea.
I wish I could say I had done that, but it came out of nowhere.
I was about to say, Kevin, you'd have to do that 30 more times to 30 other coaches, like make 30 more movies about their lives, you know, be around them, burn them out, however you want, and then get them out. You'd have to do that 30 more times to the other teams.
Well, who says I'm not? You know what? I'm working on other projects. It's just going to take some time. I might not see it, but my kids will see the Jets win.
It's a slow burn. We call that a slow burn.
That's right.
I know. But how wild is that, huh? That
insane. Insane.
You know? This is kind of crazy. You know?
I mean, out of nowhere to me. I honestly, I didn't know. No idea. You know, it just, I don't know. I have no idea. I guess it will be revealed why or what. I don't know.
You just said it was kind of time to step away. And mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, you've been around this business quite a bit, Kevin. Maybe the greatest promotional ploy to get everybody to see your movie about you in the history of promotional ploys. You know?
Let me tell you something. I'll take it. I will take it. But unfortunately, I think it had nothing to do with, I don't know. I mean, it's maybe it is. Maybe my movie was so bad that,
no.
do you think, not the movie. The movie's good. I promise you the movie's great.
Yes.
But I'm saying maybe that's like, because think of that. You hear the greatest news. That's pretty good news. You hear somebody's making a movie about your life, and you're like, wow. How does it get better from there? And he says, who's playing me? Is it Matt Damon or DiCaprio? And you go, hold on. No. It's none of those guys. Kevin James. And then you just kind of go, okay, I got to rethink my life.
And I quit.
Yeah.
No, how about this, though, Kevin? Here, hold on a second. How about this? Because this film... Home Team, again, is streaming available starting on Friday,
Friday
on Netflix.
Yes.
About his 1 year away from the Saints, he's now created another year away from the Saints, thus a sequel already baked in, Home Team 2 on Netflix at some point. Your thoughts? How about that?
I am so in. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Rich Eisen, I did not put this together. You did.
How about that?
Now you need to get a fee somehow. You need to be included somehow. I do like it. I like it, yes. I don't know if the people of New Orleans are going to like it, but...
Well, let's jump into this one. Obviously, you're a Jet fan and a football fan, so you remember when Sean Payton was told by the league, you got to sit out for a year.
Yep.
So you know the story. How was this brought to you as an idea, you know, you playing Sean Payton in this movie? How was that brought to you?
Sandler brought it to me. Sandler brought the idea to me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know about it. Did you know about that? By the way, I knew about the suspension, and I remember, you know,
right.
the whole thing back in the day. But I didn't know there was a year where he was suspended. I didn't remember that was the punishment, and I didn't know he went home.
Yep.
Reconnected with us and started coaching his kids' football team and took him to the championship, which was, an amazing time. He said it's the greatest season of coaching in his career, which I think, let's be honest, the Super Bowl, he's lying. He's clearly lying. But second the kid, right? Second, yes. You get to home to your kids, second for sure.
Yes.
But no, we're fine. Yes. Nothing beats the Super Bowl. I don't care who, you know, we all know that. So, I didn't know about that, but that was such an interesting story to me. The story was just, I couldn't believe it was actually true that he did that. And it just seemed like a perfectly great sports family movie to make. I mean, I was like, I couldn't believe it wasn't done. And I jumped in.
You jumped in. So Sandler brings it to you.
Yes.
At what point were you brought Payton to you to have conversations about?
Well, that was one of the things I said, is Sean in? Because it feels weird to be doing a story about his life.
Right.
He goes, he's in. And, you know, he was great. He was Chris Tatone, who is actually, it's a whole convoluted, it's a little story that him and Taylor Lautner are friends with Sean and Chris dates Megan, who's Sean's daughter, and this mm-hmm. and that. So they were all in the workings of this thing. Megan produced a piece called Cutting Oranges, which was like a small documentary piece on Sean coaching this team. And that's what we saw it and based it all on. And it was such a great story that, yeah, Sean was in. And I went out there, and he couldn't have been better with me, man. He took me through everything. He took me to the Saints facility. He showed me. It was during the draft, too. So he was, everything was going on. I got to see how he operates, what he does, and try to take what I could and put some stuff in the movie. And, you know, it's also like a Bad News Bears type movie. It really didn't have much to do with the Saints. It had nothing to do with the suspension, really. It has to do with all what took place after. And it was, that's what, excited me.
That's so cool, man. So I do remember, Kevin, I do remember that documentary, right? I do remember that his daughter put together.
Yeah.
Right. So that was the basis and the genesis of something to put it together. And then so the draft. So you saw, the man steps away from a coaching gig after all that time. So you saw the grind. You saw that's a serious time of year. But you also saw, I'm sure, how cool and chill he is, which is kind of crazy for in the middle of the grind. I mean, you probably saw that.
Everybody was coming up to him, and you see it, and he makes decisions. You just see what a pro he is. He knows what he's doing. I was just asking him questions about my Jets, and that was about it. And how are we gonna? Fair, and he was very kind with that, and he said, hey, you guys will be okay. He was wrong. We weren't okay this season, he was amazing, and he's funny. He's a great guy, a great leader, and you get to see how he operates, and that's really what I took. Tried to get his accent down. His accent is all over the joint, so mine is kind of he's got like a little bit of a southern.
Yeah,
sometimes, but he's from California, and then it's tough. He admitted it's tough, and he was on set watching me, and I was like, I can't do this in front of you,
really.
And he's like,
really,
he's like, don't worry, yeah. He's it's tough. Try to lock him down. I couldn't get him down because he'll bounce in and out.
I know. I mean, I guess if you're living in the bayou for 16 years,
right,
you kind of adopt it in a way. And did Schneider scream, "You can do it," to him at any point in time? I mean,
by the way, he did, and I don't think it made it into the movie. It just felt like it was not part of this movie, but he did. I think he's got to do that everywhere now.
I think it is. Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. It is what America really wants, Kevin. You know, from Rob Schneider. I got Kevin James here, home team available.
He was amazing in it, though. He was great in the movie too. He's fantastic.
Well, I mean, this is great. I mean, some of the Sandler gang putting back together for a movie his wife is in it too, right? Jackie's in it too.
She does a great. She plays my wife, ex-wife, and Schneider's current. Wife, but
okay. How was it? And Adam was we're this is all cool, right? I mean, obviously,
hey, I was ex-wife, so I didn't. It was more on Schneider because Schneider had to kiss her, I guess. So I was like, all right, that's up to you, man. I like working.
Oh my God, it's available for again streaming this coming Friday on Netflix. Home team Kevin James here on the Rich Eisen show. So okay, this is great, man. And so did Peyton probably loved everything you've done. He must have known everything that you did because he's locked in on watching things and movies and TV, and he must have been very well versed on everything you've done.
He loved it. We had a fun time. He's a great man. I wish it was an honor to play him, and I wish him the best.
Well, I'm telling you, Kevin, if there is a movie about his second year off from the NFL, you want to get in on that because I think he's about to live the Vita Loca over the next year. I think he is about to go do that. All right, man. Well, thanks for the time. Congrats on this. I can't wait to see it. I know the story, and I know that there's a nice, fun story to tell, but also, you know, nice and cool in the way that it all works out and how, you know, family oriented it is. So I can't wait to see it.
Thanks, Rich.
Anytime, Kevin. You be well.
Appreciate it, bud.
Right back at you. That's Kevin James, at Kevin James on Twitter, Kevin James Official on Instagram, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So can you tweet out Kevin James confirms he will not be the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints?
Got it. Tweet it right now.
He's just playing Sean Payton in the movie. Can you do that?
Just confirm to us.
Just confirm to us. Exclusive.
He will
put exclusive. Right. You know what you should do? Also the emoji with the sirens.
Woo!
Yeah, you know? Exclusive. People do that a lot on Twitter. Yeah. They put the sirens there.
Breaking news.
Breaking.
Sirens. This just
exclusive.
In.
I'm going to do exclusive.
Kevin James just told us.
or a typewriter.
This is going
like,
to be fun, man.
Kevin James just confirmed to us he will not be
the next head coach of the Saints.
The next Saints head coach.
Yeah, but Rich, he just knows Sean Payton well enough to play him in his new movie.
But Rich, wouldn't Kevin say that to keep everyone off his trail? Like,
he, I like the idea, you know, that he, you know, if the Jets can't do it on their own, he will just, I guess what would be the infiltrate and sabotage 31 other NFL teams.
Yeah, this should get picked up. This should go viral, I think.
I hope so. Should I hit it with a retweet?
I think you should.
RT, as the kids say?
Yeah.
Rich, here's a little something about Kevin James. You know the wrestler Mick Foley, Mankind?
Okay.
Do you know Mankind Brockman?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, they wrestled in high school together.
Really?
They were on the same high school wrestling team.
You see all this stuff after I hang up the phone from these people. Well, what am I supposed to do with that information other than say, oh, that's cool. I wish I was
Kevin
back
James
on
back.
To ask him that.
I didn't think about it until after he hung up.
I tried to give Mankind his earpiece once. Didn't know he was missing the ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lost
what?
It.
What?
Yeah. I was over at Fox.
Good job, man.
Wow. I went to put his earpiece. He's like, yeah, other side. There's not one there. Oh.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Way to go.
He lost it in the match.
Kevin James will not be the next Saints coach.
He says he's confirmed.
Confirmed.
To us. let's go to, where should we go next here? Let's go to Eric in Boise. What's up? How are you, Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Watch you guys
all the time. And I did pronounce your town correctly, right? Boise.
Boise.
Yes. Blue Terp, yes.
So a lot of people call it Boise, right?
That is true, yeah.
But it's Boise, correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's Boise.
Thank you.
No Z.
Okay.
Oh.
So, I'll be quick.
No, don't have to be quick. I just wanted to be right
and point
out to these folks that I'm a ceremonial Ohioan. So that's all I'm saying. Okay, you have the floor. I'll shut up. What do you got in mind?
I just wanted to piggyback off the other caller and add another thought to it regarding who should get the ball first. I don't know if it's already been tossed around, but I was thinking both teams should get a chance to have the ball. And if the game still ends in a tie after the first overtime, I mean, they've had five quarters to decide it, and they're probably gassed. So go hockey-style sudden-death field goals. Mm. My idea is the kicker start at, say, the 50-yard line, and then if both make it, they back it up 5 yards until one misses, and then that determines the winner. And that's after the one overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you get to rush? Do you get to rush the kicker?
Good question.
Nope. It's just three field goals, and you just back it up 5 yards until somebody can't make it.
Okay. To make Robbie Gould comfortable, can you put out cheerleaders or introducing the offense of the opposing team? And he kicks over them because that's what he likes to do.
I mean, I'm sure they can negotiate
Very good. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the idea. Call back, brother. Thank you. Appreciate that. I just don't like the idea of taking anything that is not all three phases of the game to decide it. That's the problem with penalty kicks. Penalty kicks is riveting. Penalty kicks are absolutely gutting.
But should it decide the World Cup?
I mean, watching penalty kicks is some of the most nerve-wracking.
It's awesome.
Television. Ever. It is just off the charts, but it's just one part of the game, and it's sometimes luck of the draw. If you're a goalie, that you leap in the proper direction, right? I mean, we all know. Sometimes somebody gacks it. It is all time, never forget, heart-thumping action. Yeah. But it's not the full game, you know? No. It's not hitting open space. It's not dribbling through defenders. It's not, you know.
But they had time to do all that.
It's not, I know, I guess. It's not, you know, falling down and faking it.
Yeah, that.
And, you know, who's going to come out and put on the spray?
Are you going to teach X-Man that?
Somebody did go down in one of his games recently. And Taylor or Cooper, I forget who said, I don't think he's really hurt. And I'm like, welcome to soccer. I don't think he's really hurt.
Yeah.
One did get a yellow card because he used the magic words. Somebody talked to the official like he was Brady talking to Hockley.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I asked Xander, I'm like, what? Because he was right in the middle of it. And it was the 12-letter word.
He said the 12-letter?
Yes. A 13-year-old kid said the 12-letter word. I know.
Aggressive.
I know. And Taylor's like, what do you say? What do you say? I'm like, don't you dare.
Yeah, don't be quiet. Repeat that.
You will get red-carded in the house. Yeah, you'll get red-carded.
12-M-O-T.
And red-carding in the house means no iPad.
Wow, yeah, that is
fun. So what do we do here? Do we do what we've been teasing all show?
Well, we've been teasing it all day. I think we should do it. Well, we can tell them to call back tomorrow, politely.
Or we could do what we're talking about tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere.
He might.
We're going to take a break. Yeah.
I can't keep up with him.
Everybody wants to talk. I just like wanting to talk to people. That's what I do this for.
Everyone wanted him to lose on right. over the weekend.
844-2, so, you know. Stop it. Yep. That's just ridiculous, man. Back with more in a moment. That's crazy. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Nothing well to do done, with the guys. Tier system.
Well done.
Just saying.
Well done. We back on the terrestrial radio outside? Hey, we are. Okay, we're great. Back. Hello to all of you folks out there. And I want to let you know about the one-of-a-kind offer that my friends at NetSuite have been putting on the table for you and your business ever since the first of the year. It's about addressing your visibility of your business. And by that, I mean how much can you see under your roof in one place. The number one cloud financial system to power your growth is NetSuite, and you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. You can get visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. So if you do have shirts and one of the guys on your show takes one without asking, you can see it. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade. It's netsuite.com/rich. That's the spot you need to go to. Head to netsuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/rich.
Hey, Rich, you see this real quick about your Michigan, D.C.?
Is he going to the Ravens?
Looks like he's going to the Ravens.
Oh.
Mike McDonald to the next DC at the Ravens.
So John's like, is it
deal expected to come together by the end of the week?
Oh.
He is not out recruiting, according to Pete Thamel, who would know.
Oh, this guy was so good. He was so good. So John's like, hey, Jim, I got the fix to your defensive coordinator problems. and he fixes Jim's defensive coordinator problems, and it's kind of like the chess piece that you didn't take your finger off of. You still haven't.
Like, psych.
Is it backsies? Can you do that to your brother?
I mean, I guess so.
Backsies. I call backsies. He's got to come back here. I need him.
It's happening.
I needed him to prove his worth there. Winks out. And now I got a nod. That's a wink and a nod. Now you got to get him back, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now it's going to be, oh, well, Jim doesn't care because he's going to be a Raiders coach. I got to deal with that for the next 24, 48.
I think you
stop it.
Yeah, I think that's likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does he care if he goes back to his brother? Of course he's going back to his brother because he knows the head coach is going to be a Raiders coach.
Right.
When can we be through with this? Come on, Mark Davis. What are you doing? You getting your hair cut? Go ahead and make a move. Yeah, I said that.
Wow.
What are you doing, Mark? Make a move already.
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? Like, when is somebody going to hire somebody?
Hire somebody.
Take me out of this problem with my head coach. Is he coming? Is he going? Is he not? Well, the defensive coordinator is going to go. Well, maybe because his brother wanted him back. Is that the way it works in the Harbaugh family? I don't know. Because my brother's a lawyer, and I do this for a living, and we don't have anything in common in terms of professionalism. Or profession, I should have said.
Wait, what?
We're both professionals. Wow, really? We're both lead pipe wielding professionals. Right. My brother's the best in his business, and I'm the best in this business.
There you go.
Best dad ever.
It's just that, you know, if you need your tax and estate plan, don't come here. Wrong Eisen. Wrong Eisen. But we both can commiserate about the Jets. All right. Damn it. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, sorry.
Or fortunate for him. Or fortunate for the Ravens.
Good for him. He's probably getting a nice raise. But
damn it. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
No, it's
it literally just popped up in the timeline.
Passionate Raider in Illinois. Let's take your call. What's up, Passionate Raider in Illinois? What's going on?
Man, what a way to start me off there.
I know.
Bringing me in talking about the Raiders, man. You know, Rich, I'm a longtime listener, man, longtime Raider fan from Illinois, man. This is all I bleed is silver and black, man. And I'm on the same train as you are, man. When is Mark going to let us know what's going on? But my question to you is, would you trade me your quarterback for Derek Carr? And number two, I'm going to make this quick because it's my first time ever calling it. I call it every day on 920 radio.
Okay.
They call me Passionate Raider because that's who I am, man. I'm passionate about this. But
if you're talking about 920 in Vegas, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're on there. So, okay. So,
yeah, I know. That's why I'm listening to you. So
fantastic.
I was like, man, I'm going to give them a call and see if I can get on there, man.
You have. So what do you got?
Man. So my thing with the overtime thing is, why don't we put both teams at the 40 to start off with? No kickoff. You each get a shot from the 40. You can't kick a field goal. You have to score. If you don't score, the other team gets a chance to score. They can kick a field goal if you don't score a touchdown first. And if you both score a touchdown, then you drop it inside the 20. Yeah. It's a straight red zone. Has to be a touchdown, no field goal.
Let me just ask you a question. First. Passionate Raider, let me ask you a question. Do you want to remove Daniel Carlson from your ability to win? Of course not. You got one of the best young kickers in the league. That's one of the things Mayock has bequeathed to you, is this kid.
I know.
Come on, you don't want to have him. That's not fair. I mean, just look at the kid from Cincinnati. Why would the Bengals want to have him removed? Why would they vote for anything that removes him from the equation? You know, so I don't know.
I just think that over time, if it comes down to it, they should both be able the chance to get the ball.
All right.
If they both get a chance to get the ball, they score. Then, you know, but I just don't want to see it's just in a playoff game like that. We want to see what an offense could do and not give them a chance. But would you trade me your quarterback for Derek Carr?
Are you saying Zach Wilson? Is that what you're saying?
Man, anybody besides DC on our team. Dude,
oh, boy.
To take us to the top, man. Whoa. I've been dealing with him.
I don't know.
Years.
He looked
ready to pull my hair out.
I think
I'm
he's
ready to pull my hair out over the guy.
I don't know, man. I kind of dig him. He's one of the non, if you will, A-plus elite. Lock him in for sure, quarterback, so I think can win a Super Bowl with the right matchup. Let's just agree on these three things since we have to agree to disagree. These are three things. We're both passionate. We both like being heard in Las Vegas, and we both want Harbaugh to be our coach. So there you go. How does that sound?
10-4. Thank you very much, Rich, man. Have a good day,
thank
guys.
You. Look, we're going to do the Rogers stuff tomorrow. I want to talk to people, not you.
passionate Raider. Bald is beautiful. So you know, if you pull your hair out, you'll still look great.
That's right.
Exactly.
Just tell that to Urlacher. Tom in Maryland, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say I agree totally with the overtime. I think it was John from New York. Just remove the coin toss.
I kind of did that one. Yeah, you predetermine it.
Period.
Yeah.
The beginning of the game, coin toss. If you defer, you defer in overtime.
That's right.
But I disagree with you at the Hall of Fame baseball players because you can't let any of those PED players in until Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. I mean, with FanDuel and you've got all DraftKings, all this gambling going on, Pete Rose has to get in before any of those guys.
The problem is, though, is he signed a document, you know, saying that he was banned from baseball. And then I guess, though, that the Hall of Fame could just take its rule and say that, you know, you're still allowed in.
Absolutely. He has to get in.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks.
You bet. By the way, that was the best. The Costas is brilliant, obviously. But he's just like, you know, Pete Rose cannot be in here. We'll talk about it next here on this MLB Network show brought to you by DraftKings.
Yeah.
You know?
But it would be like Major League Baseball to, like, wait for Pete to die and then do it.
No. The issue is he signed a document that he was banned for life, and the guy who he signed the document with died, and they're honoring that man's memory. That's it.
But that was 30 years ago.
I get it.
What are we doing?
No, I get it. But the Hall of Fame is not run by Major League Baseball. The Hall of Fame could say we're removing that rule. Pete, you are in, and it's on your plaque. You got banned for life. That's it. Put it on the plaque. It's a, and as Costas points out, his stuff is in the museum. But that room, I guess that room is, you know, it's hermetically sealed from the rest of them. Let's go to Ryan in Philadelphia. Ryan, I got about a minute for you. What's going on, Ryan? Uh-oh. That's it for Ryan from Philadelphia. Uh-oh. Ryan from Philadelphia, sorry, let's. He did not water or fertilize today.
Thanks.
It's the only thing I could come up with. All right, so.
Well, that's why you're the best in the biz,
thank
Rich.
You, right there. Right there.
If you need any more examples, folks, there it is. Quick, witted, off the top of the dome, one-liners
boom.
Like that.
Hey,
boom.
Shut up.
By the way.
I'm not sure who I meant that.
That's a terrible drop, use of that drop. But I don't blame you for wanting to make liberal use of Bob Costas telling Brockman to shut up. Hit it one more time.
Oh, shut up.
There you go. Oh, shut up.
Bob knew it was right, and then we were up against it, and we had to get the break.
But what he said, though, that you liked that caused him to say that is he said the NFL overtime rule as it currently is constituted would be similar to the first team batting in extra innings of a playoff game homering game and over. Then the team that's supposed to bat last does not get an opportunity.
Home run, game over.
And you're like, I kind of like that
I
idea. And he told you
like
to shut up.
Shut up.
That was the response.
I don't hate that idea.
That was your response.
You know Del Tufo is going to love that tomorrow, right?
Is he here tomorrow?
He's here tomorrow.
Oh,
hey.
That's so nice of him to do. That's so nice.
Hey, Kyle Shanahan thinks Trent Williams is going to play Sunday.
There you go. There you go. One of the things we have to talk about tomorrow, sir, is the ticket situation and how you are making it worse.
Making it worse?
How about that? How about that for a tease?
Make
that'll
it
be
worse?
On tomorrow's show.
Oh, shut up. Comment.
Play us out. Rich Eisen, play us out.
Kyle Brandt's on tomorrow's show. Yes. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And Mike Del Tufo, too.
Maybe we'll ask Kyle Brandt what he thought of the Ryan Poles is arriving for work in the middle of the night tweet to get the Bears fans all fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll chat on Thursday, everybody.